What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Cookie and Jester in the house.
Howdy.
Oh, man. So we got a different little show for you today. In the midst of all the craziness that's going on and everything we've been seeing on the news, it kind of got us thinking, like, what's some of the weird laws that are out there? And this was something that we were going to do maybe a few shows ago, but we never ended up getting around to it. So just seeing all the stuff that was going on all over the country, you know, all the different laws that exist all over. So we decided to start doing some digging in our investigation. And we came up with a bunch of laws that are going to make you scratch your head and go, really? What the fuck? And you have to remember that somebody somewhere had to have done this in order for them to have a law about it.
I've done a few of these.
Well, good thing you don't live in those states. Like, here was a good one. Arkansas. It's strictly prohibited to pronounce Arkansas, Arkansas, incorrectly.
What?
Yeah. Apparently they take great pride in their state's name.
Rightfully so, I guess.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
No, another thing that we did find as we're going through some of these, and there was some like interesting trivia questions that kind of got mixed in with these. So we were going through them, and it's one of those that you can play a drinking game too. And so I guess this is the way we would do it. So Cookie, when he asked me a question, if I don't get it right, I take a drink. If I get it right, I don't take a drink. So let's see.
Let's get ready to get wasted.
Here we go. So I think there's been a lot of shit going on, right, dude?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Just fuck. Information overload and then. You know, it's like, how's it been for you for this week? I know it's been, you know, bombarding you too with like information.
I've been okay. I've been watching the news, trying to stay in the loop and everything. But I get the peaceful protest. I understand that that's something that needs to happen, but. I don't know, like the looting and the rioters, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, but, I could leave that. I could do without that shit too. You know, it's just like, come on, could you go out there, do it. You said you were going to go out there to.
Yeah.
You said you were going to go out there to make a statement about what happened, you know, and how it was wrong, and right on. Like,
yeah,
go do
be
that.
Seen, get heard.
But
yeah.
Like, fucking where in the fucking plan was. Oh, and then we're going to take some time out to, like, fucking rob some motherfuckers.
Yeah, the van store. Let's hit that up real quick.
You know, it's just like, that's...
Nah.
Nah, dude, come on. Nah. That shit ain't right. Like, why? And, none of those businesses have anything to do with what happened. And
exactly.
It's like, why do they get fucked up?
They're contributing to the problem.
You know, fuck.
So with all that shit going on, we decided to have something a little bit more lighthearted. We're still in the middle of this coronavirus bullshit. So, let's entertain ourselves.
Right? Like, check this one out. Cookie, what does the average person do 13 times a day?
Masturbate.
The first 5 are for health reasons. The last 8? That's just for me.
Because
close.
I can.
Well, I mean, sex leads to wanting to raid the fridge, so I guess maybe it has something to do with it, but no, it's the average person laughs 13 times a day.
Dang. Oh, okay, I can see that. My favorite, what type of sportsmen are most likely to get diseases? Anus or rectum?
WWF wrestlers.
Yes. No, it's water skiers.
Oh. And here we go.
Yeah, let's start this bitch.
Meanwhile, in Arizona, it is illegal to promote the use of or own more than 6 dildos.
What? That's why I'm in California.
One of the many reasons and benefits of living in the Sunshine State is that you can have as many fake rubber dicks as you want.
As many. 27.
Do they all have names?
Yes, they do. All Disney characters, coincidentally. This one's King Triton.
I'm afraid to ask what that one looks like.
You should see Pinocchio.
All right, Cookie. Here's one that's like, when I read this, I was like, what the fuck? All right. In California, you can't legally buy a mouse trap without having what?
I don't know. A mouse?
You know shit, right?
Yeah.
No, believe it or not, a hunting license.
What?
Yeah.
Hunting? Yeah, catching mice is hunting?
I guess so.
Dang.
But I've never been asked to present a hunting license when buying a mouse trap.
Maybe it's a specific kind.
For the really, really big mice.
Yeah. It's like a gun.
The ones that you can like mount up on, like you have them stuffed and like mounted.
On a tree.
Well, speaking of rodents, I don't know if a porcupine is a rodent or not, but in Florida, having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal.
Once again, I'm glad I live in California.
And again, like somebody had to have done this shit in order for there to be a law against it. Yeah. Who the fuck?
Who's gonna fuck a porcupine?
Oh, man. Like,
if it's cold enough.
I mean,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, somebody that's into pain?
Yeah, that's a hard pass.
All right, hit me with one. And just so you know, like, Cookie, the list that Cookie and I have are different. I don't have the same questions he has and vice versa. Fuckchecker divided it up and gave us separate ones, so.
Oh, I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, so in case they were wondering, they're like, oh, well, it's in front of him. No, he has a different set of questions than I do.
Okay, the first puck used for a game of ice hockey was made of what?
A turd. It was, I think it was a cow turd.
Correct. Frozen cow turd for the win.
Frozen cow turds, All right, Cookie, what's another one of the laws you got there?
Let's see. Let's look at the laws. Okay, in California, animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship.
I want to see that sign. I want to see the sign with two dogs humping and then the circle with the line through it.
Not on my lawn.
And then it's like, how do you control that? It's just like, other than with a garden hose, like, no, 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 get the fuck out of here. It's a no humping zone.
Get away!
It's like the champagne room. There's no sex.
No sex.
All right. Here's one from Delaware. Alcohol may not be served in a nightclub if there is dancing taking place on the same premises.
What? It's the town of Footloose.
It's don't give white people liquor and then let them dance. That's true. What that is.
I get it now. That makes sense.
I don't know if that's a law or more of a public service.
Yes. You're welcome.
All right, Cookie. What is Johnny Depp afraid of?
Clowns.
Yeah, oddly enough. Clowns. Out of all the fucking characters he plays, right? I mean, like, it's not really a clown. The Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, they made him look like
clown-esque.
They made him look like it, but
yeah. clown.
Yeah.
That's like his bread and butter.
Of all the things that he played, that were way scarier than clowns. Like, he's afraid of clowns, really.
Yeah. Crazy. Let's
see. While you're looking for one, what ailment kills most fruit flies?
I don't know what.
Fruit fly AIDS? I don't know. I know.
No, it's... HIV for fruit flies?
It's actually, it's constipation.
Ah.
Right. Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe it's COVID-19 now.
Yeah.
More fruit flies. I can see the headline, fruit flies die, COVID-19 related.
So many casualties. In Minnesota, it's illegal to land in an airplane in a city park. I'm like, why would you land a plane in a city park? I guess an emergency, but eh.
I mean, even then, I'm sure there's better.
Yeah,
there's better choices.
I mean, choices.
Land on the fucking freeway before you take out the kids in the park. What the fuck?
Right.
Even Sully put it down in a river.
Yeah. Gun shootings gone down, or school shootings gone down, park landings gone up.
Speaking of landing things, all right, check this one out. Cookie, in the French vineyards, it's illegal to do what?
Masturbate.
That's probably not true. I wonder how many coated grapes are out there floating around.
A lot. Quite a few.
They hand mash the graves. Don't you do it with your feet? We have our own method.
Yeah. Don't judge.
It's it's illegal to land a flying saucer.
What? Flying saucer in a vineyard.
I mean,
what's next?
The French are assholes. What do you want me to say? Yeah.
True. True story. In Nebraska, a person with an STD may not marry. Oh, I can't get married in Nebraska.
What if you have more than one? Is it okay then?
I think he cancels it out. I think you're good at that point.
Meanwhile, in Montana, one may not pretend to abuse an animal in the presence of a minor.
Abuse? Like,
no, they can't pretend.
Oh.
If they're going to do it, it's got to be for real.
For real? Yeah. Like those commercials where they're in the kennels. Like the what is it? Those puppy breeding things. Ah, crazy. Has to be real. In Kansas, it's illegal to hit a vending machine that stole your money.
You know what? I think that's a bullshit law anywhere. Fuck yeah. That.
It took my dollar.
It's a thief. It's a fucking mechanical thief. That's what it is.
Thievery.
Let's not sugarcoat it. Let's just call it for what it is. It's a fucking thief.
Yeah. Let's see.
It just looted my dollar.
Louisiana, it is a $500 fine to instruct a pizza delivery man to deliver a pizza to your friends without knowing. Wow.
If they catch you, I guess.
Right?
Like, if you're smart, you're not going to call from your house. You can go to the payphone and call.
I was trying to do something nice.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
What do you call a group of unicorns?
Jerk circle? Circle jerk.
Funny, but no. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing? Goodness gracious.
I'm with it. I mean, I think so. I would be inclined to agree.
Yeah. A group, not just one. Let's see. In Maryland, persons may not swear while on the highway.
What?
That's where most people do their swearing.
Yeah, that's where they do the majority of my swearing. Right? What the fuck?
Pig fucking motherfucker.
I mean, if you're not swearing when you're driving, are you even doing it right?
Right? Yeah. Road rage is the thing. It's a real thing.
I've heard I've heard everybody at some point in a car, like, cussing and swearing and...
Yeah. How would anybody know, though?
Exactly. That, yeah. It's like the dildo thing in Arizona.
You have a tattletale? Are you fucking kidding me?
There's a dick checker.
Yeah. Oh, where do I apply for that?
A dildo counter.
Yes.
Or the clipboard. If it's over a certain like length, does that make it two?
Right? These are all under. It's one big one.
All right, I got a quote for you for some trivia.
Alrighty.
Who said this? I've never had an accident worth talking about.
JFK Jr.
No. No, it was the captain of the Titanic.
Oh. Look at him now.
I'm assuming that was, you know, pre-voyage.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Can you imagine if it was the night of?
Damn.
There's nothing to worry about. Everything's totally under control.
I've got this. Okay, in Michigan, no man may seduce and corrupt an unmarried girl or else he risks 5 years in prison. I'm safe.
5 years in prison
for seduce. Well, it does say girl.
Maybe prison is like code for
seduction
relationship,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens when you go too young. Gross. Too much bullshit.
Disgusting.
In New Hampshire, it's illegal to collect and carry away seaweed at the beach, but only at night.
Oh, during the day is fine.
Yeah, take as much as you want, but as soon as the sun sets, you're going to jail.
You're going down, bitch. Where were fortune cookies invented?
Oh, I know this one. I mean, I guess the correct answer would be San Francisco, but like Little China,
Chinatown. More specifically,
Chinatown in San Francisco.
It says generically San Francisco.
Yeah,
nailed
that was,
it.
That was one of the fun facts that I learned at one of the restaurants that I went to there one time. I was there on a visit. The waitress was, you know, talking to us about the food and, you know, Chinese culture and stuff like that. And she said that the fortune cookie actually wasn't invented in China. It was invented in San Francisco.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? You know. We need that stupid show. That stupid star.
Yeah.
But that was kind of interesting to learn. I mean.
Yeah. When held to an ultraviolet light, what animal's urine glows in the dark?
Mine.
Yes. It says, human jester.
A bat.
A cat. Close.
Yeah.
They rhyme. That's why it's close. Cheers.
Good thing that's not the absinthe that I was making.
Holy right?
Shit, I'm fucking wasted already. So, I bought this absinthe mix, and it's from... I'll list the company name in the episode description because it's just way too hard to say and I'm not gonna bother.
Right.
And so, I grabbed a handle of Everclear. I found the 120 proof. And, you know, this mix. You know, you're just supposed to drop it in the alcohol and let it ferment. So it's been going for a little bit. So I checked it the other day, and I had like a tablespoon of it, and whoa, I'm like, I caught a buzz from the tablespoon.
Always good.
So I'm excited to see what it's gonna come out like. I guess maybe the next couple of episodes I'll have some to show off and then test on the show, and I'll get Mr. Mixit to give us a recipe that has absinthe in it, so that if you want to order from this company, they're about $25 a pouch, and you know, it'll make a whole handle of alcohol.
Nice.
And then even then, you're supposed to cut it with water, so like 2 to 4 ounces of water. So it's not that, you know, super strong, because again, a tablespoon, and like I caught a buzz off of the tablespoon.
Yeah.
So we'll give that a shot, and maybe some cool recipes from Mr. Mixit.
Yeah, and absinthe.
All right. So getting back to this, Tennessee. Ooh. Students may not hold hands while at school.
What?
I mean,
that's the place to hold hands.
But it doesn't say about holding anything else. Like,
oh, that's true.
You see a lot of couples walking around, one hand in the pocket.
Yeah. Do the Donald Trump grab her pussy?
Didn't say anything about not doing that. Just says no hand holding. You know, you would think some stuff is like common sense,
right?
You know, but in Rhode Island, they had to make a law that says no person is allowed to bite off another person's limbs.
What? That's crazy. That they had to write that down.
Where was Lorena Bobbitt?
Was it right?
It was in Rhode Island, I guess.
In South Carolina, you have to be 18 years old to play a pinball machine. That's crazy. There's an age restriction.
Because what do they consider it, gambling? Or I mean,
is it? Maybe.
All right, Cookie. How many teeth does an aardvark have?
69.
No, but the actual answer still might work for a lot of people. It's 0 teeth.
Ah, so close. 0 teeth. They suck, right?
Blowjob, no teeth. I'm still failing to see the downside.
Nailed it.
All right. All right. You're a really big movie buff and actresses, actors. What was Marilyn Monroe's original hair color?
Red.
God damn, he's good.
Yeah, I have my moments.
And here's to you, sir.
In Alabama, it's illegal to bear wrestle.
But you can get married to your family?
Yeah, I get it.
And again, somebody had to do this in order for them to say, okay, you're no longer allowed to do that.
Anymore. You stop that right now.
All right. So if you want to take another drink, Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
A kangaroo can't hop if what?
Something's in its pouch.
Not quite.
Damn it.
If its tail is lifted off the ground.
Oh. Do they use that for leverage? Maybe.
And balance and... And from some of those videos I've seen on the internet for fucking people up. Like, it just rocks back on that tail and then bam, kick to the face and
right in the eye.
Which Tasmanian marsupial is known for its temper?
The devil?
Yep.
Ah.
If that was Saturday morning cartoons taught me anything.
Yeah. I was reading one earlier, and I thought it was hilarious.
Uh-oh, this ought to be good.
Oh, who claimed he could drive away the devil with a fart?
Our grandpa.
Guilty, yes, but who said it before him?
I don't know. He's pretty fucking old.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Were people alive before him?
Is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
It says so on the paper.
Well, Fuck Checker looked at all this shit before she gave it to us, so.
Yeah. Biscuits.
Damn.
It's illegal in Texas to put what on your neighbor's cow?
Your balls.
Oh, no, that's not illegal. I've done that. Like tether balls.
A saddle.
No.
Damn it. I don't know.
Graffiti. Right? Why would you graffiti a cow?
Because they're not going to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Because they can't. Because they can't. They make shitty eye witnesses.
Yeah. What was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion?
Shemales.
Guilty. Hula hoops. Hula hoops were banned. Yeah. Can you believe that shit?
But the trannies were cool?
Yeah. No. They stay.
Way to prioritize.
Right? I agree.
All right. What animal can't stick out its tongue?
I don't know. A bird?
A crocodile.
Mm. I was trying to go somewhere else with it, but... I'm a little lethargic today. I'm like, just dragging along. Mm.
In New Jersey, all motorists must honk before passing another car, bicyclist, skater, and even a skateboarder.
What? Skateboarders?
Can you imagine how noisy it must fucking be over there?
Yeah.
If people actually, I don't think people are doing it because they know the law. I think they're just doing it because, you know, dicks.
Some people, let's see, I'm learning so much right now.
I mean, right? So it wasn't a complete waste of time. It was just a partial one. And a lot of these is just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what? Like in Oregon, it's illegal to place a container filled with human fecal matter on the side of any highway.
Yeah, I get that. I've done that.
Like, how many people had to do that
in order for it? Yeah. Yeah, that's awful.
Here's some shit in Tupperware.
You're welcome.
Only one of which is biodegradable.
Oof. In South Dakota, it's illegal to fall down and sleep in where?
A donut shop.
Close. In a cheesecake factory.
We have a menu with 80 different items and our building looks like the Taj Mahal.
In Kansas, it's illegal to eat cherry pie with what?
Probably something that we all eat it with, like a la mode. Like you probably can't eat it with like ice cream.
Yes. Damn you. Damn you. To heck.
That was just a shot in the dark.
Yeah,
it's like it's probably gonna be something like that, right? Everybody likes to do, and they're just, you can't do it just to be a dick.
Aww.
In Virginia, no animal may be hunted on Sunday with the exception of raccoons, which may be hunted until 2 a.m.
What?
You can't get beer there until 2 a.m., but you can kill raccoons till 2 a.m.
Wow, downtime.
Way to think that shit through. Here's, this one made me laugh. In Vermont, a woman can't use false teeth without her husband's permission.
Good. That's the way it should be.
Oh, man. Toothless blowjobs all around.
You get a blowjob. You get a blowjob. What was Hugh Hefner's jet plane named?
Viagra 1.
No. Viagra 2. Big Bunny.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The and big on, blue pill.
Yeah. And on the topic, In June in Wyoming, it is illegal to take a picture of what?
A hooker.
Nah, close. A rabbit.
All right, so I guess we'll know how dumb I am if I'm drunk by the end of this.
I started off intoxicated.
In Washington, x-rays must not be used to fit shoes.
What? I have a foot fetish.
You gotta do it the El Bundy way, which is that slider thing that they fucking pinch your foot with every time you go to the goddamn store. In Pennsylvania, persons convicted of felonies may not operate bingo games.
To operate bingo games is a felony?
No, if you have a felony, you can't operate a bingo. Yeah, you can't do a bingo game.
Rightfully so, those felons.
Like, you had your chance.
Yeah. You messed it.
But I paid my debt to society. Just want to call the matters.
Let's see.
In Wisconsin, margarine may not be substituted for butter in restaurants unless it's requested by the customer. That one I like. That one I'm for. It's like when, you know, you ask them for like Coke or Pepsi at a restaurant, you know, let me get a Coke. Is Pepsi okay? Or let me get a Pepsi. Is Coke okay? Is Monopoly money okay?
Like, yeah.
Did I ask you for a Pepsi? Fuck you. Now go get me some alcohol for pissing me off.
Bitch. No one may carry an ice cream cone in their back pocket if it's Sunday. No, wait. Yeah. If it is a Sunday in Georgia. Why would you carry an ice cream cone in your back pocket on a Sunday in Georgia?
Why is that illegal too? Like,
yeah.
All right, so we're gonna I think we'll do a little research into that one and see like
what caused that.
You know, actually, this would be kind of fun for, you know, to ask, to, you know, try to get some feedback from, you know, some of the attorneys that we do know that we're friends with and just kind of run these things by them and see what their reaction to this is. I'm sure some of them have seen it, you know, like, I can't imagine, you know, that they've never, you know, wanted to compile a list of the stupidest fucking things that they've seen, you know, during their schooling or training or whatever, you know.
Some people.
In New York, it's illegal to congregate in public with two or more people while wearing masks of any covering which disguise your identity. Little dated, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
Man, did you ever think you'd be walking into like a bank or the market or looking like a fucking
criminal like a
bank robber? Yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious. In Hawaii, coins are not allowed to be placed in one's ear.
Fuck you, magicians.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Fuck you.
Ta-da. You're welcome.
You know what? I have a musician buddy of mine that's Hawaiian. I gotta ask him about that one, if there's any magicians in Hawaii.
Too legit. Yeah, see if it is real.
Because those are the badass ones that are doing the coin tricks. And they go, oh, he's breaking the law.
Bad boy. In Indiana, no one may catch a fish with their bare hands. Rawr. I don't know any other way to catch a fish.
You can see people in there fucking with their teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is probably way, way, way old. In Nevada, sex toys are outlawed.
What?
Nevada, yeah.
Of all places.
Mm-hmm.
I guess why use the toy when you have the real thing, right? That makes sense.
Maybe the hookers had that pushed into...
Yeah. Not on my watch.
That's another one we gotta look up. That'll be interesting to see if that's... Still, if that's still even a law, because it, I mean, that seems like way old, even if it is.
And of all places, Nevada.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. Like,
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, and I know, like, all of Nevada is not, like, fucking, you know, the Vegas Strip or downtown Vegas. But still, I mean, come on.
In Ohio, if one loses their exotic animal, they must notify authorities within 1 hour.
Then go to jail for 72 years for trying to kill Carol fucking Baskins. Did you hear that? That was so fucking sad. I was so bummed this week. Carol Baskins took possession of Joe Exotic Zoo. Aww. I wonder if he put it out any kind of like statements, or I wonder if he still has access to his Twitter or whatever.
Oh my god.
Tomorrow's fucking headline, Joe Exotic hung himself in his jail cell.
Epstein.
You know who's not gonna get COVID-19 in jail?
That's true.
But because of the show, the attention it got, and all the questions that resurfaced, now they've reopened the investigation and found that Carol Baskins had forged whatever papers.
Of course she did.
They're gonna fucking start looking into, and it's probably gonna come out that she fed her fucking husband to the tiger.
I hope they do find that out.
They're still not gonna let Joe Exotic out of jail. But maybe
he should be there.
You know what? He was right at the end of the when he said, and then you'll be asking yourself, why the fuck are you in prison? I'm not surprised that he's there. I mean, I'm surprised that it's for that, but I'm not surprised that he's there.
Of all things.
But at the same time, I kind of was like, you know what? Maybe if he had a better lawyer.
Maybe.
Like, he needed Jim Carrey from Liar Liar. Is that justice? No, I'd have got him 10.
There you go.
Or Saul. He needed Better Call Saul.
Yes. Attempted murder. Jeez.
Or Larry H. Parker.
You know the story.
All right. Trivia question. Who sang about being Eggmen and walruses?
The Monkees.
Close. Kind of.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, they were musicians.
The Beatles.
Yeah. It was John Lennon that actually was singing the vocals on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I am the walrus. And then that always reminds me of the Big Lebowski, where he's like, I am the walrus. Donnie, shut the fuck up. You know, I think that would be a fun thing for us to go to, me, you, and maybe we'll take the cannabis cook with us.
Yeah.
Since he's a huge Lebowski fan as well. Every year they have Lebowski Fest, and it's a show that travels the country, and usually they stop through here in like March, April. So maybe next year, March, April, we'll go and we'll take a camera crew, see if we can get our press passes and go and cover Lebowski Fest, because I hear it's supposed to be really good.
That'd be awesome.
What? I don't know. It was a movie about absolutely nothing other than being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it was such a cult classic that I don't know, you watch it and you're like, what the fuck, but then you can't stop.
It's like a train wreck.
Yeah, it just kind of like sucks you in and you're like, oh fuck, now I don't want to turn it off, and before you know it, you're fucking quoting lines from the movie.
Yeah, over 20 years later. Crazy.
In Wyoming, junk dealers may not make any business transactions with a drunk person.
Oh, not your junk. Not today. In New Mexico, persons may not spit on the steps of an opera house. Why would you spit on the steps of an opera house?
Maybe the show was really... I paid for this shit.
This was crap. I want my money back.
That was their way of protesting,
right? Peaceful, somewhat.
Then it got violent when they started spitting.
The COVID spit.
That's when they need those memes. This motherfucker spitting.
Right?
In Utah, if this fucking place wasn't horrible enough as it is already, hi to all my in-laws out there. thanks for tuning in. Alcohol may not be sold during an emergency.
What? That's when you need alcohol the most.
I know. I mean, I should take a picture of the...
Yeah.
Of the studio, like, you know, bar.
Little wet bar.
Yeah, that's the emergency stash. That's what it's for lockdown.
Yeah.
It's
there for a reason.
I guess that kind of makes sense. Fuck Checker was telling me that the liquor stores are there are state-owned, so if the state's, you know, state of emergency and it's shut down, I'm guessing selling alcohol's not way up there in their list of priorities. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they already would prefer it not be sold or consumed. At all. But yeah, so I'm not the least bit surprised.
In North Dakota, one may be jailed for wearing a hat while dancing, or even for wearing a hat to a function where dancing is taking place. That's crazy.
Oh,
no fashion victims here.
Oh, because you're supposed to take your hat off when you go inside a building, and so they're trying to reinforce that.
Fancy.
I think that's a lot of different cultures are like that, because I remember getting smacked for not taking my hat off when I came inside the house a couple times, you know, at you know, our grandparents' house.
Yeah.
So, and I remember my grandfather wore a hat all the time, but he would always take it off before he went in, or as he was going into the house. And so when we would forget, whack,
take that shit off.
And sometimes not even that. If they didn't feel like talking, it was just smack. And then like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to take this thing off.
The more you know.
Growing up Mexican.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I feel like I should have gone in order because now I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah, I've been going kind of just randomly too, but it's all right. I mean, it makes it a little makes it a little bit more interesting. All right, in Washington, police officers get a half hour class on how to do what?
Beat somebody?
No, I believe that is a at least 2 hour class from the looks of the
right.
videos.
You're right. Yes, there's skill to that.
They receive a 30-minute class on how to sit down.
What? They seem to have that under control. Sit down, do nothing.
It's the other shit they gotta get under control. Yeah. Like the beating motherfuckers and kneeling on people. Yeah, I mean, some of these things are just...
outlandish.
Like, what the fuck? And so, we do have those couple that we're gonna look up, and like the sex toys in Nevada.
Yeah, what's that about?
The ice cream cone in the back pocket. I mean,
waste not, want not.
Like, what could have possibly fucking triggered that?
Yeah.
No, it's just interesting. You know, it was good. It was a good break from all the bullshit that's going on. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just...
Random knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
Different and headspace.
Plus, it, you know, kind of turns into a cool drinking game if, you know, you can work the pause button and, you know, in the recording. And
exactly.
And everybody takes their guess, and you know what? I think we're gonna do that for the listeners. We'll go ahead and create a drinking game, like a trivia drinking game, or a let's do a little would you rather. And so what we're gonna do is we'll do these games, and we'll put a pause in there. We'll wait, and then. We'll go ahead and give you the answer, so you can go ahead and, you know, pause in between, or, you know, whatever, come up with your answers, and then you can see if you're right or wrong. If you want to get your friends drunk, you go ahead and listen to it before, get all the questions and answers down.
Just get
and
really bam. Fucked up.
Right? it's our way of giving back to the community and doing our part in this whole COVID pandemic that's going on, and
the rioting and all that shit.
Hopefully it gets better. I think we had enough with the pandemic going on, and then everything that happened, that contributed to the chaos. It's been a rough year. You can use a break. I don't know how you take a vacation from a vacation, but
is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to try.
Right.
So I mean, I think we should, it's a way of doing something fun, and it's a thing that you could do with your friends online, because
if anything, it's therapeutic for us.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's most important. Us.
Priorities.
You're welcome.
So go ahead and check that out, and in the coming weeks, and we'll post on our social media, and it'll have its own little section of the website, games and fun stuff, and we're open to suggestions. So if there's games that you guys would like to have us narrate for you, we're more than happy to do that. Just go ahead and send in your suggestions, and we'll kick those videos out to you, and maybe we'll pull in some of our friends from Some Kind of Sunshine, Leak Podcast, What's Happening, just the different people that have made appearances on our show, and see who we can get to contribute to these drinking or smoking games. And that way we can all, have some fun, and, I know it's been tough, and, hopefully the end is coming soon, but if not, hang in there. We'll still have plenty of stuff for you guys to check out, plenty of things to laugh at, and plenty of games for you to play. Maybe next episode we'll get another game day going, and, get some stuff done for you guys to do.
Yeah.
All right, so we're coming up on our time. Thanks for tuning in again for another great week. And until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.